Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10x points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, saving accounts, and more at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
There was just one problem. They had no clue who the victim was.
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill?
It had been 15 years since this alleged murder. Was it still possible to unearth the truth?
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling. Because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear the entire season right now, ad-free, subscribe to Pushkin Plus on our Apple Podcast show page or on pushkin.fm/plus.
Pushkin. If you listen to season one of Revisionist History, I think you know that I have a weakness for the big idea, maybe even a fatal weakness. On my tombstone, it's going to say, Malcolm Gladwell, rest in peace. His one big idea is that there was one big idea to explain everything. I began season two of Revisionist History with the same obsession. I think I interviewed 30 or 40 people, read a few dozen books, camped out in the NYU library, all in search of that little tingle, that moment when you realize that actually this is just weird enough. This is totally some history worth revising. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mark Cohen, philosopher.
You can't step in the same river twice because each time you step in the river, you're stepping into different water.
And then the professor starts talking about Heraclitus, rivers, and the ship of Theseus. And light bulbs go off.
The question is, if you have a ship and you change, it's like some ancient Greek thing, and you change one board at a time, is at the end of the day, is the ship different?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is. Mm-hmm.
In a season coming up, I'm going to take you to McDonald's and the French fries they had back in the day.
Texture on 637 is shatteringly crisp. It's amazing. Perfect French fry texture.
I'm going to take you on a little tour of the golf courses of Los Angeles and the dark secret behind their existence.
Looks like a couple of layers of barbed wire.
This looks like the Berlin Wall.
I don't think they want us to get in there.
And tell you a story about a truly dysfunctional friendship.
It was clearly the only person he ever loved in his life. There was no one else.
And it's possible, that all of that is about the river.
And that leads to the thought that no compound material object lasts any time at all. It's constantly being renewed and replaced by new objects.
Or not. As always with revisionist history, reasonable minds will probably disagree. Revisionist History, because sometimes the past deserves a second chance. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season 2 of Revisionist History launches June 15th.
It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
There was just one problem. They had no clue who the victim was.
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill?
It had been 15 years since this alleged murder. Was it still possible to unearth the truth?
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling, because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear the entire season right now, ad-free, subscribe to Pushkin Plus on our Apple Podcast show page or on pushkin.fm/plus.